Hey, good morning, guys. How are you today?
Summer. School's out for summer. Heck, you guys have been done now for a couple weeks. You got your feet up. You got a new helicopter pad over there at North. How else do you guys get to the school now with all the construction you got going on over there?
Hey, it's been a challenge over here this year. You know, with all the stuff going on with I-69, they've got several things that they've shut down around the building. Of course, Kinzer Pike, you can't get across 37 anymore. They're building the bridge over there. They're raising the bridge at Arlington Road to allow, more clearance when 69 goes in. They've got Acuff shut down so that it's northbound only. You can't cross over 37. You can't get onto Acuff from 37 southbound. So, you know, your best bet to get to school is to come to the bypass and come up Kinzer Pike or sneak in the back way from downtown on 17th to Arlington up to Prow Road. But it's been a bit of a challenge for us.
Wait a second. We need the sound effect of the helicopter for this report.
It is a traffic report. And when do they hope to have everything? Hopefully by next year? Hopefully by...
Well, I think there's some combinations there. I think each one of those kind of comes in stages, but I think the majority of the work on Kinzer Pike and Acuff Road are supposed to be done sometime in early 17, I believe.
Oh, wow. Not before the start of classes this coming fall.
I don't think it's all going to be done by then. But
we've all suffered up to this point. Everybody should have their routes in mind by now, and you've got all summer to figure them out. But it's never easy. We don't suggest it is, and the price of progress always makes for a little inconvenience. But we hope you guys are getting through it. Did you have a good school year?
Absolutely. We had a great year. You know, we just finished up with another fantastic commencement ceremony on our own property in the Cougar Den, which was great. Really, it gives us an opportunity to make that whole ceremony uniquely North when it's housed, you know, right here on our own facility. So that was a wonderful time.
Now, let me ask you this, because I asked Mark Fletcher the same question. Assembly Hall gets done and everything's brand new in there. Do you go back or do you stay on campus? And Mark kind of leaned to staying on campus. They said it felt a little or a lot comfortable doing it that way. Same thought?
Absolutely. Our hope is that we never go back to IU. They've been great to us. It's been a wonderful run. But, quite honestly, we really feel very positive about having the ceremony inside our own building. There's just something special about, you know, a culminating experience in the building where you've spent 4 years. We're able to decorate it and make it uniquely North from a character perspective. Parents are on campus. Excuse me. They can take some pictures of their kids on campus in their, regalia. So we've kind of addressed the issue of overflow seating with live streaming it into our auditorium, and we also live stream it on the web. So if kids have family members who are out of state or out of country, they can log on to our website and watch the ceremony live. And we've worked with some of the local churches down on Prow to provide some overflow parking, and we run a shuttle bus from those parking areas up to the main entrance of the building. So we really feel like we've got it down to a fine science, and hope we never go back.
So that's the law of unintended consequences. Thanks to the Simon Scott family for rebuilding Assembly Hall, because it's giving you your own graduation back.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So everybody wins. That's what we like to hear. Jeff Henderson's our guest this morning. He's on the north side with the Cougars and a busy, busy school year, busy graduation. Now, during these summer months, you just put your feet up and relax, right? Sit back.
Absolutely.
Nothing's
Absolutely.
Going on. Hey, get out to
between,
the lake.
Between hiring teachers, that I wish that were the case. You know, we've been hosting the e-learning summit here the last 2 days in the building, so this place is open year-round, and I work year-round. So spend a lot of time in the summer hiring teachers. Last year we had 22 new staff members that joined us. Of course, you know, with the building opening in 1973, we've got a lot of folks who are at or nearing retirement age. We'll have about a dozen new hires for the upcoming academic year. So we kind of fill our summers with interviews and vetting candidates and checking references and
how's the candidate turnout been?
You know, it hasn't been too bad. Of course, the challenges always raise themselves in areas like math and science. Those are two very difficult content areas to fill. World languages also are a challenge, especially some of your less common languages like Chinese. We interviewed for a new Chinese teacher this year, so those kind of specialty content areas are a little bit.
Jeff, talk about the elephant in the room about hiring teachers. We've got less and less students going into college teaching. We've got less and less students wanting to be teachers. What is contributing to that? The government's always talking about, you know, we can't trust the schools to do their job, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I think that's a major part of it, Keith. I think that when you listen to the political rhetoric and the mainstream media, they paint a pretty negative picture of the profession. You know, I honestly believe that it's probably one of the most honorable professions you can participate in as an employer or as an employee. Certainly. Very, very rewarding on a personal level, just seeing, you know, the successes of kids. And, you know, it's a challenging profession. It takes lots of hours. You know, there's this mindset that, you know, teachers work 9 months out of the year and, right. and you know, they have a short day.
Well, it's 4 months or more than some more people work that have full-time jobs.
Yeah, yeah. You know, people fail to realize all the time that goes into the profession outside of the classroom. You know, teachers have to grade papers. They're constantly going to conferences. They're, you know, adding things to their licensure to make them more diverse and stay current with educational trends. So they're taking classes in the summer, working on curriculum development. You know, it's not definitely a 9 month job. You know, it's a 12 month job, and it's really a life commitment because outside of the regular school day, they spend that time grading papers, going to extracurricular activities, coaching and sponsoring those activities. So, you know, it takes a dedicated individual to be in the profession.
So you don't see the likes of a Pat Wilson with 40 years of service and retiring this year happening much anymore?
Well, I think that certainly is going to be the exception as we look to the future. You know, we've seen, you know, with the 22 folks that we hired last school year, that we just ended. Many of those were retirements. You know, there were four retirements in the
right.
science department, but some of those were folks moving on to take roles and responsibilities outside the profession or in another avenue in the educational profession, but, you know, working for publishing companies or working for IU or things of those nature.
Hey, before we let you go, because, you know, Mike mentioned to you the school year is over. It's technically not over because you got a lot of kids that are still competing in things right now.
Yeah, well, we just wrapped up state track competition. You know, we had boys and girls who both qualified for and medaled in state track and field competition that was held over at Indiana University Friday and Saturday. We had tennis, and we have Nicole Ortiz and Bailey Gardner who are still playing.
They'll be on the airwaves tonight. They're going to join Joe Smith down at Yogi's on Sports Talk tonight from 6 to 7. So you will get the up close and personal. They've been hot. And they are unbeaten. They're advancing to the state doubles finals, which is at a North Central Park Tudor coming up this weekend.
I think it's Park Tudor.
That makes sense. Yeah, so we'll get the whole information from them coming up. That's exciting. What else is happening?
Oh, you know, we had a lot of success this year academically and extracurricularly. We had BPA Nationals kids qualify and compete and win. We had marching band and symphonic band and jazz band, all with wonderful awards. Sectional softball championship this year, which was really exciting, a major turnaround for that program. Coaching staff there is just doing a fantastic job. We've got a locker room renovation going on in some of our PE locker room areas this summer, so that's exciting. That hasn't been updated really since the building was built, so we're looking forward to getting that construction project underway. So hard to believe I'm wrapping up my 11th year at Bloomington North. It doesn't seem like it's been that long, but time flies when we're having fun, I guess.
And half that time has been spent in traffic, stuck, trying to get over to the
Absolutely.
North side. Hey, well, we appreciate your time, my friend.
Hey, before we let you go, Jeff, what's that last thing they always say? It's good to be a cougar?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Respect yourself, respect others. Be responsible for your own actions, and remember, it's great to be a cougar.
Now, you get a couple hours off here during the summertime, put your feet up and enjoy it. We'll get caught up with you when the 2016-2017 school year starts. That's hard to say sometimes.
Absolutely.
We appreciate your time as always, pal.
Thanks, fellas.